The Biden administration says that it is trying to help mitigate the impact of fuel shortages and supply issues after a cyber attack disrupted the Colonial Pipeline. The pipeline, which supplies to 45% of the Southeast, is still shut down 5 days later. We're going to look at this story in two parts tonight, the impact on gasoline and questions about who's behind it. Amna Nawaz begins with a look at concerns over supply, demand, and prices.
Judy, a number of gas stations in the South are running out of fuel as drivers rush out to fill up their tanks. Videos of long lines and reports of shortages are popping up in states served by the Colonial Pipeline, and prices at the pump are rising a bit as well. Officials, including Governor Kay Ivey of Alabama, are urging consumers to only buy what they need. To understand more about what's happening, we turn now to Tom Cloza, head of energy analysis at the Oil Price Information Service. Tom Cloza, welcome back to the NewsHour. Let's start with this Colonial Pipeline. Just to set the table, what is the significance of this one pipeline when it comes to fuel supply here in the U.S.?
Well, it's the biggest fuel pipeline by far in North America, and it moves product to probably about 45% of the population, essentially from Texas all the way up to New Jersey and including Tennessee with a spur line. So it's the major artery to supply gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel.
So let's get to some of these videos and the reports that people have been seeing, shortages and outages in a number of southern states, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia, where just today the governor declared a state of emergency. What is going on here? Are there actual fuel shortages or is it panic buying?
I would say it's mostly panic buying. And I hesitate to use the word shortage because usually that's like yelling fire in a crowded theater. It's a scramble, but there's plenty of gasoline and there's plenty of oil in North America and in the United States, and we've got extra refining capacity, and we're going to be able to import fuel. But this is kind of the coalescing of social media and the fear of missing out on gasoline. They say we're going to run out, and you're seeing that behavior, and the crowd is not making necessarily a wise decision.
Well, Tom, you say there's no real shortage, but at the same time, some states have said we've had a slight 4 or 5 or 6% decrease in supply. So what should we understand about that?
Well, we operate on very much a just-in-time inventory situation throughout the country, but there are about 26 or 27 days supply before Colonial shut down. It is vital. It's a vital artery. But the panic buying and the sense that, oh, it's not going to be around or my station's going to run out have really, really catalyzed, what would have been an annoyance or an inconvenience into sort of a crisis in some places.
At the same time, a lot of folks are seeing some federal leaders stepping up and paying attention to this. We saw the Energy Secretary today, the Homeland Security Secretary address this from the White House podium. The EPA issued a fuel waiver, that state of emergency I mentioned from the Virginia governor. That sometimes makes people worry more and they think maybe this is going to be a bigger problem, a prolonged shutdown. What would you say to those folks?
I would say government has acted fairly responsibly so far, and I think this is going to clear up if the pipeline gets going by the weekend, as they've indicated. The question is the term they expect to be significantly restored by the weekend. Well, is that by Sunday? Is it by Friday? And restoration is at 80%, 50%, or 60%. So that uncertainty has hurt.
Tom, what about the impact on gas prices? What are we seeing there?
You know, this is not much of a gasoline pricing event. On Sunday night, the markets opened up about 6 cents higher in gasoline futures, but they've moved sideways since then. And when you mentioned states of emergency, it becomes very difficult to raise gasoline prices when you have a state of emergency in various areas. You have to prove that your wholesale price has gone up.
Tom, very briefly, if you had a message for consumers out there who see the videos of long lines or worried that they may not get the fuel they need, what would you say?
Well, I've already failed in this message. I wanted to be the gasoline whisperer and tell people to stay calm, be patient. But it was a little bit like telling people to do that when they thought there were going to be toilet paper shortages last winter. And people have this fear and they see the crowd behavior and they say, well, if everybody else is buying it, I better buy some for me. And that has really really snowballed in the last 48 hours or so.
We hope the people will listen today. That is Tom Closa of the Oil Price Information Service joining us tonight. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.